morning. We're doing an old school webcam live stream this morning. A couple of reasons. First, I don't feel like doing an OBS live stream. And second, I don't feel like doing an OBS live stream this morning. Good morning, Andy Barnes, Cody Willis, Ian Pfeiffer, just watching the drum video. Don't watch the drum video. Don't watch the drum video. Nobody knows about the drum video. Morning, brother. How are you? Salty Canuck. I'm good. I just have about a flow rate of a quarter liter per hour of post-nasal drip. It's the best. Believe it. But I'll make it. Hey, did you guys hear that Joe Rob bombed Syria? I know it's the biggest news in the prepper community right now. OMG, Joe Rob bombed Syria. Airstrikes. Let's just go ahead and get that out of the way. Hashtag airstrikes. As Kosher Dad so succinctly put it on last night's live stream, make no mistake, we're dropping bombs on somebody almost every day of the week, 24/7, 365. This is just, it was a slow news day, so you happen to hear about it. So, Howitzer Hill, make us. Hey, drop you a link for your flag, bro.
Okay, T.
Thanks, man. Dayquil, my dude. I should, you know what? Let me make a note of that right here. Due to waves of fiscal stimulus and emergence from lockdowns, hold on, writing down Dayquil. Dayquil, got it. Some experts are warning of incoming hyperinflation. Some experts, I even heard a pretender to the throne did a video about hyperinflation. The White House is nearing another stimulus agreement, potentially to the tune of $1.9 trillion. Listen, I would just like to say, hold on, let me switch my hats. My fellow Americans, under my administration, there will be zero spending for bull honky, zero cero for those that are hablan the Espanol, cero, zero. All right, take that hat off, put it back over here. Put on the bear hat. Got it. The White House is nearing another stimulus agreement, potentially to the tune of $1.9 trillion. Holy my cows, bro. As the U.S. prints more and more dollars for circulation, the subsequent loss of purchasing power of those dollars means higher prices for goods and services. Some believe the inflation will not be that extreme due to many people choosing to pay off debt, pay bills, and generally act more conservatively. But cheap credit and overpriced assets can always lead to drops in the economy, even an all-out depression. Stumps, Roots, and Shoots. Good morning to all you buttholes out there. Good morning. Casey Woodard. Why does that name ring a bell? I don't know. Only cool guys and girls get stimulus checks and IFAX. That's right, Timothy Barrett. I'm saying, if you're going to like, if .gov is going to give you some of your own money back, and we're potentially going into a situation where said money is not, it's not worthless yet, but it's certainly worth less. It is decreasing in value. Yeah, you might want to throw it at a tangible asset. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean, Vicky? You know what I mean, Lindsay? You know what I mean. They know what I mean. I just saw Vicky yesterday. Vicky was my neighbor at a function that we had. It was a good time. It's a good time. I got to pay fines. Infantry 91. That sounds like something you're very infantry, sir or madam. On top of the concerns about inflation caused by the unique circumstances of 2020, shelf prices will continue on an upward trend because A, reptilian overlords and adrenochrome, because B, cascading effects and damage from the winter storm Uri. As previously reported, the storm damage is creating increased demand for supplies like plumbing, lumber, and other parts. The damage that caused the citrus crops in Texas state alone are expected to be at least $300 million. The livestock injury has Livestock industry has also been hit hard, with livestock dying directly because of the storm or the lack of feed and supplies caused by complications from the storm. Do y'all watch David Dubon at Adapt 2030? I love David. I love Adapt 2030. But there's a way that he says shift, like when he talks about the polars and the polar shift. And I'm just, every time I'm like, oh, there it is. As grow zones shift, I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to add that to maybe the word industry. I'm not sure yet. Hey, it's Dana Friday in North Texas. Back when I was in North Texas, we did this job for this lady. Well, she was the designer, and her name was Dana, and everything sounded like it had a question mark on the end of it. And she talked like this, and she was really nice, but everything she said was like this. So me and my crew would all talk like this on Fridays because Dana would come to the job site, and we'd do it to her face. Hi, Dana. How are you? Happy Friday. So, it's Dana Friday. Everybody out there. Oops, I did it again. Nabbit, you got that. Now you got that music video stuck in my head. Okie Storm Chaser, good morning. Guys, girls of the Bear Nation, it is Dana Friday. Uptones, that is correct. And she was too stupid to realize it. None of your beeswax. That is correct. Scott Snyder knows what's up. What were we were pretending to do the report. Let's go back to pretending to do the report. This is by no means exclusive to just the state of Tejas, though it is the state featuring most in the news. Direct impacts were experienced outside of that state, and cascading effects will continue to ripple throughout the supply chain. This will be reflected in consumer prices, naturally, which are already increased from a struggling supply chain. Ongoing problems remaining as an undercurrent below these most recent issues include clogged ports, recovery from mass livestock slaughters in 2020, a trade war, extreme demand both internationally and domestically, and more. In other news, hey, a tightening of resources. It's almost like some guy that looks a little like this gets on the interwebs almost every day and says, yo, # tightening of resources, meaning get your poop in a group. Do the things. It's the same thing. It's like what's going on right now in our area. The number of people that have begun to reach out to us in the last year has exponentially grown. Bear, how could I find land by you? I was looking for a piece of land, but was only on the market for 2 days. And if there's land for sale by me, I'd be buying it. But yeah, land went from 400 days on average on the market to two days. Okay. So by a factor of 200, not 200%, that'd be 20,000% decrease in the availability of land in my area in the last year because of COVID. So there's a bunch of people. ZTS Zach, bless you. Any recommendations for excavators? Call Warren Cat or call Mitchell Reynolds or call Equipment Share. Call my buddy JC at Equipment Share. Tell him Bear sent you. The Equipment Share has really good rates. But, if you're trying to buy one, I don't know. If you're trying to buy one, buy it, dig your basement, dig your foundations, whatever. Then go ahead and donate it to the Grindstone. Believe me, it's the best. I'll even give you one of those red door hanger things that that Baptist preacher guy on the Love the God channel on the interwebs or on DirecTV. I'll give you one of those for free instead of a $70 love offering. If you just donate a track code of Grindstone, it'll be fine. Shabba-dabba-da. Call grandma if you can see. Would love to hear from you. Roger that. M, I don't know who you are. M is tied in with grandma. M is grandma. The newest conspiracy. The newest one-letter conspiracy. Who is M? Who is M? Is now the time to enlist? No. No. You really think Joe Rob, you want to serve under that commander-in-chief? No. I don't know. Who is grandma? From within the Bear Nation, quote, I work in manufacturing for one of the world's largest manufacturers of construction materials. Raw material prices have greatly increased. For the past 2 months, we've seen double-digit increases in raws and are anticipating the largest increase yet in March. This is causing pricing to go up across the board to distribution and ultimately to the end user on products. Inflation is real and will continue to get worse. It's almost like we've been saying this for a while. Isn't M James Bond's boss? Grandma is in charge of James Bond? What are we so worried about? There'll be British dudes with little tiny Walters running around everywhere, gently tickling people with 32 ACP and 380. It'll be great. Lumber has been outrageous. Whitewater Crafting. That's a great name, by the way. Hit that like button. I can't, Lee. I can't. But thank you for the reminder. Yeah, listen, if you're enjoying this train wreck of a show, please subscribe, share. That helps us get around the YouTube algorithmic robots. It's like a flanking maneuver with whoosh, right? Like this. Imagine like a crab swimming. That's what it looks like. Okay? So do that. And like, subscribe, share, all those things. I know where some lots and land is in eastern Oklahoma, about an hour north of Bear. Oh, okay. Interesting. Hey, now, I like my 32 ACP. Cool. I mean, tickle away, bro. Tickle away. I'd give you two thumbs up. Well, Dustin, you have two hands, don't you? Why aren't you just cheesing at the screen right now? Like that. Did you do it? Everybody sit and wait for Dustin to do it. All right, fine. Good job, Dustin. Ah, 80 and sunny today. Shut up, TA Florida. Just knock it off. Just knock it off, TA Florida. Cody, get him, Cody. Tell him. Silver linings. One Bear National took the business advice in the live stream and started a YouTube channel, joined Patreon, quote, it's totally worth it, end quote, he said. Bought a Berkey, and they're stacking it to the rafters. We're also talking about sending one of our co-op parents to take your Stop the Bleed class in Georgia and then have them teach the rest of the group. Amen. That's how the freaking training works. I'm not trying to advertise during the silver linings. But that's how the class works. And if you're near Indianapolis, if you're near Atlanta, if you're near Nashville, there's classes up there right now for you. Are they for me, Bear? They're for you. Are you sure? Yes, I'm sure they're for you. Oh, thanks, Bear. You're welcome. Go. Okay. Good conversation. All right. They are there for you to go take the class, and you keep the trainer kit. That's your trainer kit. And you bring that back to your church, your small business, your mag, your neighborhood, your community watch, whatever. And then you take your tourniquet, your blue trainer tourniquet, and you teach your people how to apply a tourniquet appropriately and check for a pulse to make sure you applied it appropriately and pack wounds and apply chest seals and how to use an NPA and what tension pneumothorax is and how to fix it and so forth and so on. So it's a very good four-hour class, much more so than like, okay, here's your tourniquet. I'll be back in an hour. Don't die. And then we'll fill out the paperwork. All right. It's not one of those. It's a 4-hour class. It's medicine intensive. You learn a lot of medicine in it. Like what is shock? How to mitigate it? Why does it happen? You learn a lot of the situational awareness stuff, how to not become a casualty yourself. And then it's hours of practical application, playing with the things. So check it out. In Waco, the community pulled together to help the needy get their plumbing repaired and to get supplies in remote groceries. Very cool. Good job, Waco, Texas. Not just for religious extremists, apparently. One man's church decided to double down and give more to the local community in a hard year when other churches were cutting back. The more they give, the more they get to give. They call it God math. Amen. That is very cool. That is very cool. You know, let's talk about God math a little bit. George Mueller. If you haven't read the autobiography of George Mueller, I was recently turned on to it. I would recommend reading it. You want to talk about God math? This guy just simply put himself in positions over and over again to the tune of 18,000 orphans that he was responsible for, and they were wholly dependent upon the Father every day, every day. Hey, we don't know what we're going to eat today. Just pray, Father, we got to have something to eat. Boom, food would show up. We're down to 2 shillings. We have no money. Father, we need your provision and blessing. We know you're the author of all things. If you could just go ahead and provide for us, we're in a position where we have need. Boom. Over and over and over and over again. George Mueller, M-U-L-L-E-R. And yeah, fabulous. God math. That's right, Clara Peterson. That's right. And I just wanted y'all to know, somebody asked last night on the live stream, hey, are you still working with that other ministry that you were working with? Yes, comma. It's not the only ministry that we're working with. And so that Butthole Arkansas Living needs to get me some contact info so we can go do some things with him in the spring. But right now, y'all, you that support Grindstone Ministries, we've got a crew of guys that are at another location that's an orphanage, and they are there working there, helping them upgrade and maintain their facilities. This place has been in business for 42 years. They have an excellent record of bearing fruit. They're really good with their kiddos. They have an awesome model. And so we've had a crew of 3 to 4 guys there for the last 3 weeks or so, 4 weeks, 4 weeks excluding snowpocalypse, that they're there building the facilities and maintaining the existing facilities. And they're doing that because of your generous donations. So, you know, yes, we are saving towards Caleb House, but we are also using God math to deploy towards these other ministries that are already out there doing the things, that are already out there bearing fruit, because Grindstone Ministries is first and foremost a construction ministry. So they're out there doing that, right? And so just a little update for you talking about bearing fruit and God math. We've got a crew of guys out there bearing fruit and living via God math. And so please lift them up in prayer. They're awesome brothers as well. So God math. What else is there? I don't know what else there is. Anyone else bug out for the storm and come home to busted pipes? Danielle, you pretty much said that. I think North America did that, I'm pretty sure. How far is Dustin okay from you? 1,000 miles. Nice job on the drums. Ah, thanks, man. Actually, I listened back to it a couple of times. I posted it because I said, hey, I want you to hear the drums. But as far as like technique, there was none. I could have probably done a better job of playing. In fact, that was almost like warm-up right there. I probably would have been better off shooting that like after playing for an hour and a half when I was all loosened up and warmed up. But Coastal 151, bless you. But at least, you know, you got to hear the drums. So, you know, there you go. Plus 10 for no large snare. Thank you, Vulgar Display of Gunpowder. Do you use holistic meds or prep with OTC meds? Both. Thank you, Chad. Actually meant nice job on tuning them. Thank you. I need to make my kick drums a little bit more clicky. Now, also understand that that was recorded with the microphone on this iPhone. So I was pretty stoked that they sounded as good as they did with this little tiny microphone right there. Focus, you dang thing, right there. That little tiny circle, that's the microphone. So that was cool. Definitely pretty cool. Low life, you have a smartphone, you don't have OPSEC for your location. You call me a low life, White Fox? Don't make me jump through this screen right here. I'll do it. Big Country, good morning. It was good sound, actually. Toddler bobbed her head to you. Oh, I appreciate that. Mr. Shawnee, thank you. Did enjoy the drums this morning. Sounded good. I'd love to hear it mic'd up. Yeah, so I've got all the microphones. Then the question becomes, on what platform are you recording it? And so if I'm recording it on my computer, then I can line out from that mixing board into the computer. But then I have to capture the audio separately and do like a thing and then export a video. And it's so... Oh, Andrew, Bear plays drum. Yeah. What's your mic rundown? What, did nobody watch the damn video yesterday? I've had people be like, what kind of drums are they? What kind of heads do you use? What kind of microphones do you use? What kind of sticks do you play? All that was in the video yesterday, man. SM57s, a couple SM58s, PG56s on the toms, Audix D6s and the kicks, and then I've got triggers on the kicks for the first time ever, mostly because I wanted more pronunciation of the kick drums in my mix, and I'm still like, I'm brand new to triggers, like brand new. I know that metal drumming is not brand new to triggers at all, but I personally am brand new to them, so I'm still getting that figured out. Any news on Iran? Yes, they hate us. What else is new? If we're going to get into geopolitics this morning on a light brief day, I'm out. I don't want to do it. And here's why. It don't matter. There's not a damn thing you can do about it other than get all spun up. You get a bunch of bees in your bonnet, get your panties in a wad. And, oh, my God, Iran. Do you have a nuclear shelter? If you do, get in it. If you don't, shut up. Next. Oh. No, homie, you click the link in the description. Jeez. If you plant a Pop-Tart, will a Pop-Tart tree grow? Actually, it's not a tree. It's a bush. And it takes 3 to 5 years to get mature Pop-Tarts. Otherwise, you get ones that are about the size of a little piece of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And they're okay, but you have to let them fully ripen. If you don't, otherwise, they're very, very tart. Macro problems, we can't do anything about. That's right. Corpus Christi needs more cowbell. Got zero cowbell. Strawberry Pop-Tarts do grow the best. That is correct. What flavor of the Pop-Tarts? Well, it depends on what variety you plant. Don't you know? And pro tip for you. When you get the Pop-Tart, what you want to do is, like, say this is the Pop-Tart. You want to fold the corner over like this. And then you want to take this little triangle and plant the corner. The corners work best. Plant the corner point down into the soil. Then when it germinates, then you're good to go like that. So, yeah, pro tip. It's pouring rain down here. Thank you, Chad. So good, Deeds. I don't know what you're talking about. Thank you, Romans. Thank you, Romans 12. Benjamin Morgan, don't die. Do you need the Heimlich? Do you need CPR? Probably, well, you know what? You typed that pretty fast. For what is it that's killing you? Heimlich? What's up, Hunter Halsey? Appreciate you. Shaking head at screen. Sergeant Storms, you'll be okay. You'll be fine. Crafting Pop-Tart flavors. Andrew Barnes, now that's an idea. That's a really good idea. I think we need some chocolate chip. What? Hold on. Cinnamon Toast Crunch Bush ordered along with a Fortnite hiding bush. It was on sale. Very nice. Very nice. You know too much about Pop-Tarts. Jay, this is why they kicked me out of the CIA FBI, because of my intimate knowledge of Pop-Tart grafting. Now you know. Now you know. Thank you, Nanya. You like this headband? It's tremendous. Believe it. I saved all my toilet paper roll seeds, and as soon as the ground thaws, I'm hoping to plant a bumper crop this year. Pappy, that is awesome. You know, toilet paper seeds are very small, and most people can't even see them inside of the tube. So, chocolate chip crossed with cherry. That sounds good. That sounds good. You know what, Bear Nation, bless y'all, love y'all, may the Father bless y'all, have a happy Sabbath, I'm out, love y'all, peace.